We are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Oh. Welcome, shotties, to another episode of Shots and Thoughts. We are the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the umami poppy, Ryan.
And it's the kid, Chris.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know. Trying it out.
That was awesome. I liked it. You're in Royal Rumble.
Yeah, yeah. Spirit. Maybe that's why.
By the time this comes out, the Royal Rumble will have happened.
And Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold and The Rock and John Cena will have a three-way.
Wow.
Yeah. Three-way.
Shit. Who's winning?
A threesome, actually.
Let's see if you call it. Who's winning the Rumble?
The Rumble? Jay White. No, I'm just kidding. It's so hard to call. Shinsuke. I think Shinsuke's going to take it this year.
You know,
not really.
I actually forgot. Like, is there a title belt for Royal?
No. So the Royal Rumble, you win that, and then you get the chance at the title at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So usually this is like the story. This is like the beginning to the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a lot of people's favorite paper.
Yeah.
Of the year. Yeah.
I remember,
It's just fun because you get to make up stories about who comes in the 30, because it's so mysterious. There's fucking 30 spots.
Yeah, shotties, if you don't know the Royal Rumble, nostalgia for some of us, current life for some of us. but yeah, it's like a wrestling event held by WWE where they have 30 people. They have a men's and a women's Royal Rumble. They have 30 people. They each come in, a minute?
I think it's 2 minutes each.
2 minutes in between each.
Yeah.
And they all enter in 2 minute intervals, and then the last person standing wins. You get eliminated by going over the top rope.
Yep. And your 2 feet have to touch the floor.
Both feet have to touch the floor.
So you can get thrown over the top rope, and then if you land in a handstand, you're fine.
Or if you land on like 1 foot and then hop back in.
Yep.
Or if you land on 1 foot and then jump on the side rail.
Has that always been the rule?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always been both feet.
Okay. I don't think I ever knew the rules. I just knew it's an all out frenzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember going over to my friend Michael's house, y'all know him, and having pay per view and it's like Royal Rumble. And just ding ding ding. Oh, you know I guess.
Yeah,
and
yeah. That's
man.
Cool.
I wish I knew the wrestlers. I just fell through the cracks.
It's never too late.
Yeah,
I do enjoy it. The times that I've been there, I am a fan.
It's
only
fun,
fans.
Fun to watch. Yeah, only
Jesus Christ. But the Oscar nominations came out. At the time of recording, they came out a day before the time of recording.
Mm.
But at the time of this release, it'll be out for a week. So I thought it would be a good time to have our topic be, what is the GOAT movie from the Oscars? So which movies have the most Oscar nominations?
Okay.
And the most Oscar wins?
I just saw there was 11 nominations for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
And what do you call it? Spoiler alert. Craig was busy and I had time, so I was Craig this week.
Wow.
And
peek behind the screen.
Peek behind the screen. So I only did this for movies 1990 to now.
Okay.
So I'm forgetting all that other stuff because, again, the three of us are not experts. And if we talk about a bunch of movies from the 50s, we're not really going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We have no experience with those. Maybe Chris. I don't know. You seem like a cinema type of guy.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where I really enjoyed old film noirs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's none that I can say that I could. I never really truly delved into it, but I enjoyed watching them for a time. Yeah.
That makes sense. I have I think I took a film appreciation class, and that was like the only time I've watched movies from like the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Casablanca.
Yeah, I didn't watch Casablanca. Good. I watched
Frankenstein.
It was an action movie, and it was surprisingly good. Okay. I was like, whoa. And then I also had to watch, what's Rosebud?
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane. Yeah. That one did not grab me at all. But yeah, so we're going to discuss that. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. So
let's have some drink.
Now that we know the topic, it's time for drink one. We're having shout out to Bishop Cider. I believe they're from Dallas, Texas. So a Texas. Yes. Dallas, Texas. Bishop Cider. We're having their French 75 cider. It's a bubbly brute with bright lemon flavors. Have y'all ever had like a real French 75? I don't think I have.
I've never even heard of French. Not.
I believe it's shotties. Feel free to correct me, but I believe it's champagne and gin. So this is supposed to be a cider version that tastes like champagne and gin.
Wow. Champagne and gin. Sounds yummy. It sounds yummy, dude.
It sounds pretty fucking stellar.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. It is fucking
that is
yummy.
A soda.
Stunning.
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 Stunning. Stunning.
All right. So I can't say anything because I did the research.
Oh, right, right.
I think for hypothesis, I'll say this. When you think of Oscar-nominated movies, and what are the first movies that pop into your head?
Oh, my God. God, it's like you so much knowledge up there, and you just can never recall it when you need to.
Yeah, whenever you're on the mic.
Sorry, what was the question? Yeah, again? Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, so when you think of Oscar-nominated films, what are the first couple of movies that pop into your head? And we'll see if we talk about them later on today.
Titanic.
There you go. I feel like Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, I was about to say that.
Any early Tom Hanks film?
Dude.
Just kidding.
The Terminal.
Is Tom Hanks a good actor?
Why?
I think so.
Did you see that thing about him being voted for 2 Razzies?
No, but also wild that this movie is up there for Best Picture. Because I watched it, I thought it was good, but like Best Picture seems like a stretch. But Elvis?
Oh,
he's completely unhinged in that movie,
dude.
And I can't.
Oh, him! Oh,
I can't tell if it's good or bad.
That's my first movie where I hate Tom Hanks.
I'm like,
is it his character?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the way he portrayed the character.
The
character
is definitely a bad guy.
Yeah, the character is definitely a terrible person. But
I can't tell if he's like portraying this shitty person excellently or if it's like this is a joke.
Same.
This is
same
bad. But it's nominated for Best Picture, so truly, what the fuck do I know?
He plays a certain role that has, like,
I also heard Pinocchio was bad.
He has two Razzies for. Yeah, he plays Geppetto.
Okay. He is Geppetto.
Yeah, I mean, like, he tends to play these, like, characters that have a certain voice, like, accent, I would say. He played the Terminal, I think. Do you remember that movie where he played a guy who's from a country that was voted not or that somehow
was that the Terminal or Lost in Translation?
No, the Terminal.
Terminal. Okay.
Yeah, remember he was like stuck in a terminal because his country did not exist anymore.
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know.
And he didn't
about
speak any English, and then he played that type of character. And then I know his role in Elvis. He seemed to play a character that was.
Had an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like early Tom Hanks was his time. I can't recall like a Tom Hanks movie recently where I'm like.
I wonder if it's just the roles. The roles maybe, he takes, maybe. I don't know. Anyways.
I mean, God, I fucking loved him in Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one with Leo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to catch Leo.
Yeah.
This
peak. Another accent he had in that movie. Like
peak
a hard
hot
accent.
Leo, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Still hot?
Still I mean,
to each his own.
So, how many?
Speaking of Leo, The Revenant, like his one and only.
Oh yeah.
Oscar Oscar win.
Yeah.
Well, he's been nominated before, right? He just never won, or he was never nominated and never won before.
Then
he's never won.
I know he's never won except for The Revenant.
Yeah. That's where he like fought a bear, right?
That scene was like 8 minutes long and like just pure
I haven't
onage.
Seen it. Oh my God.
I put it on Netflix and Nick, she was like saying, no, please change. No, no.
It's too intense.
Because that was literally what I would imagine a mauling of a bear would
look like. Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's
well,
onage.
There you go.
Just being hit and the camera angles, just being dragged around.
Yeah, the cinematography.
Yeah, it was wild. And it was a fucking bear in there, man. Big ass bear.
All right. How many
think of what's, oh Maverick Top Gun? Probably gonna.
Oh
be
Maverick Top Gun, I think also is nominated for Best Picture
this year.
This year, yeah.
I think that movie is gonna slam like
this in the year. Awards.
Yeah,
like get a bunch.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll see. I'm just trying to think of movies.
I think
that
Best
are,
Picture.
You think it's gonna get Best Picture
if it was nominated?
It was for Best Picture.
I think it's gonna win.
Wow,
that's a hot take. I think. I've never seen it, though.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No. I was, like, trying to watch it in theaters, but then, like, I was just jam-packed schedule-wise. It never got to happen.
What are the other nominees?
For Best Picture?
Yeah.
This year?
Yes.
This isn't in your research, is it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have to
Google
it. All right. So for nominees for Best Picture this year, we have Top Gun Maverick. We have Women Talking.
Tar is on there. Yeah, I see Tar.
We have Everything Everywhere All at Once. We have The Banshees of Inisherin. We have Triangle of Sadness.
What?
We have The Fablemans.
That's crazy because that movie just came out.
The Fablemans?
Yeah.
But I feel like they go in like a... People, the Academy sees it.
Yeah.
We have All Quiet on the Western Front.
I heard that was good.
We have Avatar, The Way of Water.
Mm.
We have Elvis. Again, I don't know if I get it. And then Tar. I feel like it's going to be Fablemans, All Quiet on the Western Front, Banshees of Inisherin, or Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I've never
heard
of
your top four.
Those are just the ones that I feel like I see critics always talk about. Mm. So that's why I'm like, oh, okay. Those are probably one of those four I think is going to win it. But I've only seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, so I can't give a true judgment take on like what I would choose.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, let's place our bets now.
Yeah.
For eight shots.
Oscar bets, dude.
Oscar bets. We'll revisit this after the Oscars.
Yeah.
We should just
in after hours.
We should just make
How
our
are we gonna know?
We should just make our episode us like live streaming the Oscars and playing a drinking game.
We'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Please join.
Please.
Somebody.
Anyone.
But yeah. I'll just go off of the one I hear the most. I'll go The Banshees of Inisherin.
All around the Western Front.
That's the one you're going?
What?
All quiet. All quiet on the Western Front.
No, I'm going with Maverick.
Are you sticking with Maverick?
Top Gun.
All right, Chris.
Oh my God. Really? Fucking shit. Hell
dude,
no.
Hell
no.
There's no fucking way that's winning.
I've never heard of Tar. I never heard of All
I feel
Quiet,
like it's gonna be between Tar and Everything.
Wow. I've never heard of Tar.
I might give it to
It's good.
Oh fuck.
There's too many things at play in my head right now, so I'm just gonna go Everything.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
All right, losers, could be all three of us. Take I don't know, what's a fair amount of shots?
Three.
Three? Take
for 2023.
Yeah.
Wow.
Take three shots.
20 or 23 shots?
23 shots.
We'll take three shots. Losers take three shots whenever the Oscars.
How about
I don't
this?
Even know when that
Make
is.
It more confusing. Let's do this. Let's roll a D4. Okay? One would stand for a 20. The two, the first two. A two would stand for a zero. Zero shots. And then if you roll a three on a D4, you take
two shots.
Two shots. And if you roll a four,
you'll take three shots.
Three shots.
Oh my God. It's like beautiful.
How did you understand?
I was just corresponding. Like, well,
y'all are on a level right now, communication, that I'm not at. But yeah, we'll. I don't even know if Ryan will be in the country by the time the Oscars is over, but we'll
when
see.
When is the Oscars?
When is
March 12th.
Oh shit, I thought it was February.
No.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I'll be here for this.
If not, we'll Zoom him wherever he is. All right. So now that we
it's
have
like 4 a.m. and I'm taking shots.
Hypothesis, and he's probably drinking already by now. All right. It's time for shot number 2, guys.
2.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's good. Wow. Pretty good. All right, we got to give a shout out to
Craig.
Well,
me. All right, so we are finding which pictures had the most Oscar nominations.
All right.
As well as, oh, which movies had the most Oscar noms, and then also which movies had the most Oscar wins.
Okay.
So before we could talk about the most Oscar wins, we have to talk about some of the films that have the most Oscar nominations.
Okay.
To Craig's backup, a.k.a. me, I was surprised to learn that it seems like almost every year there's at least one film with double-digit nominations.
Oh.
In fact, since 1990, there has been exactly 27 films, not including this year, 27 films with double-digit nominations.
Wow.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to read that because that seems like a pretty long list. So here is the list of the top 7 Oscar-nominated films That's since fair. 1990.
Let's fucking get it. It's my turn. So here's a list of the top 7 Oscar-nominated films since 1990. The first is Forrest Gump, 1994. 13 nominations. This is in no order?
This is in order of like...
year.
This is the top 7, but we're going from least to most.
Okay, cool. The next is Shakespeare in Love, 1998.
So when I was reading on this one, this won Best Picture in the year that Saving Private Ryan was nominated.
Oh. Wow.
And like everybody was like, oh, there's politics because this movie is not as good as Saving Private Ryan. And this won a bunch of awards that Saving Private Ryan was expected to win.
Damn.
Dang, the snub.
And I've like never heard of Shakespeare in Love. I don't know. I'm not a film buff. So yes. I don't know. But I think it's a Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
Sounds.
I do know that there is a popular. Lot of money involved.
For sure.
Like, you're only really kind of entered. Because there's movies I've seen where I'm like, oh, this has to be like some kind of Oscar nomination or be in the running for an Oscar. And then you find out that to help you be in like the running for it, it's money.
I mean, even
it's, to it's get, your studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Even to get nominated, your studio has to like
push
up money.
Yep.
And then be like put you up for nomination.
Yep.
Wow.
Pay for it, essentially.
Right. Sorry.
So Shakespeare in Love, 1998, 13 nominations. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, 2001, 13 nominations. Chicago, 2002, 13 nominations. The Shape of Water, 2017, 13 wow, nominations. Titanic, 14 nominations, 1997. And La La Land, 2016, 14 nominations. I just watched that.
So, Chris, nice. Before you read your part,
okay,
how many of these films have y'all seen? For me, I've seen Forrest Gump, Lord of the Rings, Titanic, and La La Land. So only 4 out of the 7.
Same.
Those are the same films you've watched?
I feel like I watched Chicago, but I don't remember it.
Same. So I've seen Forrest Gump, Lord of the Rings, Shape of Water, Titanic, and La La Land.
What do y'all... Because La La Land is like one of my favorite movies, I feel like. And I feel like it gets a lot of flack because, you know, it's white people doing jazz, which is, you know, I guess like, you know, a lot of people are like, dude, this is a movie about jazz, but it's like 2 white people. I get that criticism. But I think as a story,
wasn't John Legend in that movie?
Yeah, but like the movie is, I feel like when I watch it, it's like primarily those 2 actors, and then everybody else has like maybe 5 minutes of screen time.
Yeah,
I feel like it's very focused on 2 characters.
Yeah,
which is fine. I think it works in that way. But yeah, I like that movie a lot.
I rewatched that movie and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just love those 2 actors together.
Yeah, they have
Ryan Gosling. What's the other girl's name?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Yeah. Man, I love him.
Wait, nice. You've seen Shape of Water, though?
Yeah.
Wait, so you said you have 4? Titanic, Shape of Water, La La Land, and Forrest Gump?
And Lord of the Rings.
That's 5, right?
Yeah, he's a five piece.
This guy's a fucking film guy.
I'm pretty sure like I've seen Chicago, but I can't recall it because I just know I've seen like the famous song from there, the
Moulin
Cicero. It's like their famous song from Chicago.
Yeah.
No, I said Moulin Rouge thinking of Chicago.
That's a different movie.
I've seen that one too. Same director from Elvis, Baz Luhrmann.
Okay.
Yeah. That's that editing in them. Did you watch Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the movie is insanely cut like that, because that's that guy's...
How Chicago is?
No, it's how Moulin Rouge was.
Oh, that's how Moulin Rouge was.
Yeah, just the fucking literal roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
The thing was like nonstop, like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't say seamless, but it like moved into...
Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, I liked it.
You liked Elvis?
Best fun. Picture. I'm like, I feel like... No. Me, personally. I don't know. But, all right, Chris, go ahead.
Oh, shit. I'll just read from there. Now that we have the most Oscar-nominated films out of the way, let's get to it by listing the movies with the highest number of Oscar wins. Again, we're doing this all from 1990 on, just to simplify the list.
Oh, yeah?
All right, first on the list, we have 2008's Slumdog Millionaire. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That I haven't seen.
What? I fucking love that movie.
Dude, that movie was awesome. I would watch that again. Hansen, I'd watch it tonight.
Dude, hell yeah.
Where can you stream that?
I want to say it's on HBO Max.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sponsor, not a sponsor.
Should be.
Hit us up, dude. But yeah, I remember in high school, like I was, like she was all over my Tumblr.
Oh, Shorty.
The girl from there? Yeah.
Shorty.
Dude. Yeah.
How do you think about that so fast?
All Shorties.
All Shorties.
All right. So if you've never heard of Slumdog Millionaire, Shotties, here's a brief synopsis from Google. Quote, Jamal Malik is an impoverished Indian teen who becomes a contestant on the Hindi version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But after he wins, he is suspected of cheating. End quote. Slumdog was nominated for 10 different awards and walked away with 8, including 3 of the big 5, Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay. If you don't know what the big 5 are, the big 5 are the 5 biggest Oscar awards, Academy Awards. It's the Best Picture, the Best Director, the Best Actor, the Best Actress, and the Best Screenplay, either adapted or original.
Wow. Is this the one where, like, he had life events that would help him?
Yeah, so each question, like, so when he's suspected of cheating, like, he has to, like, explain how he knew each answer.
Oh.
And, like, there's a life event that corresponded with each question.
That's fucking cool.
It's a fucking amazing
movie. I remember that. Man, nice. I would watch that. All right. The second, we have The English Patient from 1996.
I had never heard of this one.
Sounds familiar, but I have not watched it. Wikipedia's brief synopsis states, the eponymous, is that how you say it?
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Okay, the eponymous protagonist, a man burned beyond recognition who speaks with an English accent, recalls his history in a series of flashbacks, revealing to the audience his true identity and the love affair he was involved in before the war.
That sounds good.
This film won 9 of its 10 nominations, 2 of which were part of the big 5, Best Picture and Best Director.
I liked it until the end there.
Third on the list, a fan favorite, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King from 2003. The final confrontation between the forces of good and evil fighting for control of the future of Middle-earth, hobbits Frodo and Sam reach Mordor in their quest to destroy the One Ring, while Aragorn leads the forces of good against Sauron's evil army at the stone city of Minas Tirith. Lord of the Rings ran a clean sweep, scoring on all 11 nominations. 3 of those awards were part of the big 3. Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Let's go.
You know what also surprised me when I was writing this is that Fellowship of the Ring had a fuck ton of nominations. I think it's at 13.
Yeah.
And then Return of the King had 11 nominations. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see a lot of, I mean, maybe because I only looked at like double digit noms, but I didn't see any love for Twin Towers, which as a kid was my favorite.
Yeah. That's still my favorite.
Yeah, still.
Because it was just the fucking jam packed action.
I feel bad.
Nonstop.
And it's probably because my memory kind of sucks. I barely remember the movies. I vividly remember Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Two Towers.
Two Towers.
Oh, Two Towers.
Yeah.
What's Twin Towers?
Oh. Ah. Too soon. I think I was also saying Twin Towers. Fuck. But yeah, the video game, the movie, I just feel like that had like, at least for kids. Maybe if I rewatch, I'll be more, you know, critical, but I don't know. It's one big fight for like 3 hours.
I have a,
it's what I wanted Endgame to be, just fucking...
Yeah,
I have a close person to me that loves the Lord of the Rings series more than any the Avatar series so far.
Nice.
They were like getting into it with me, like in terms of like, oh, the storyline's better. The it's original. It's not. Well, how would you say?
Which one's original?
Lord of the Rings.
Based off of books.
Yeah. They were saying, like, it's less controversial and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess when you have, like, a made up... Well, I guess Avatar is also made up, but they take heavily from...
One's sci-fi and then one is high fantasy.
Yeah.
So it's, like, kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
I would say that... I would say that I liked Lord of the Rings better, but I feel like I don't know either franchise enough to fight for it. You know what I mean?
I think I like Lord of the Rings better in terms of like storyline. I'm deeply rooted in that. I like remember like watching the 3 hour movie and then the 5 hour the
extended
movie.
Cut, 6 hour. Yeah.
Visually, I do hands down enjoy Avatar. You know, it was it was nice to see a movie like that. It's been a while since I've been like really entranced in a
film.
Yeah,
yeah. I will give that movie that. Like you. You did want to, your eyes were glued to that movie every second.
You were like immersed in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been good. But
all right.
Where are we at? Is it my turn?
No, it's me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last up, we have one of the biggest movies of all time. The highest grossing movie for more than a decade, 1997's James Cameron classic, Titanic. Quote, an epic action-packed romance set against the ill-fated maiden voyage of the RMS Titanic, the pride and joy of the White Star Line, and, at the time, the largest moving object ever built. Titanic got two of the big five, Best Picture and Best Director, and brought home 11 awards for its 14 nominations.
Oh, James Cameron, man.
Dude, what was it?
11 of 14.
Dude, he has, what did they say? Like, three movies that hit a billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm sure this did, right?
I think two Billy.
Each movie
hit
two
Billy? Am I thinking? Maybe. I don't know.
I think for sure Avatar Titanic hit two Bill. I don't know if Avatar 2 has hit two Bill yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's well on its way, I'm sure.
Okay. And last paragraph. Fun fact. Before we end this part of the show... Everyone take three shots.
Holy
wow.
I don't think I wrote that.
Only three films have ever won all five of the big five. 1934's It Happened One Night. 1975's Only Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One flew over
the... Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And 1991's The Silence of the Lambs.
Wow.
Is that the... It's... It puts the lotion on the skin. Is that movie?
Yeah. That is a movie. Puts lotion on the skin.
I've never seen any of those three.
I haven't seen any of those three.
Our references are Google for the movie synopsis.
Not a sponsor.
Yard Barker, CNBC, Wikipedia, and Box Office Mojo. Yeah. So, long story short, since 1990... The movie that's won the most awards is The Titanic. And I guess it's technically tied with Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. They both have 11. But Titanic edged it out on nominations. It had 14 nominations. And yeah.
So even as of this list from 1990, the movies from Titanic and you said Lord of the Rings are the top two, like in terms of
how many wins. Yeah.
Wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you judge like the GOAT Oscar film off of wins, then it'd be between Titanic and Return of the King. But I guess if you have a tiebreaker of more nominations, then Titanic takes it.
What matters?
But if you judge the GOAT off of winning the big five, then it'd be one of those three movies you talked about at the end that none of us have seen.
We're talking about the last decade, though. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, if we're talking about the next the time frame that we've seen.
Yeah, time frame.
God damn. And Silence of the Lambs is the GOAT. So it's either Silence of the Lambs or Titanic is the GOAT since 90. Interesting. All right. With that being said, we've learned our lesson of the day. It's time for our shot to knowledge. Thank you, Chris.
That was nice, man. I like this topic today.
Yep.
Cheers. I'll try making more movies.
I'll try to be more time sensitive to pick topics that are relevant with the time. But yeah.
Like that.
I think it's time for an ad break. I just need to know which one of these. Wow. Yeah. We're back.
Dude.
Thank God.
What's up?
Can't believe that ad.
Can you believe that we're sponsored by
Manscaped still?
Wow.
Wow.
not cool. One episode has ever been sponsored. All right. Chris, why don't you go ahead and tell them what the games are?
So easy to do because Sean's nice enough to pull it up now.
Well, we don't even lie about it anymore. All right, so we're going to roll a 20-sided die, and depending on what number the die rolls on, will tell us what game we have to play. Chris, go ahead.
If you roll a 1, we do the waterfall. If you roll a 2 through a 4, you choose a mate and everyone drinks. If you roll a 5 through a 7, we do fantasy draft. Roll an 8 through a 10, we freestyle. 11 through 13 is fast thoughts. 14 through 16, we play death saves. 17 through 19, we play word tennis. And if you roll a 20, you make the other two drink, plus you get to choose any game.
Nice. All right, so let's go ahead and roll to see who gets to pick the first game.
Easy roller sniper.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's a 10.
10?
Right?
Yeah. 12.
Oh, 12.
Let's go.
17.
17, Ryan. Why don't you go ahead and roll it, buddy?
I'll give it to you.
Oh,
give it to me?
Go on.
I got a 10.
Give me that.
It's been a while.
Freestyle.
Yeah. All right, shotties. If you don't know how freestyle works, is we're going to freestyle rap, and the first person to mess up twice takes a shot. The way we freestyle is it's like the blank without the blank format. We all know the rules.
Yeah, we know it.
And I feel like you will learn the rules fairly quickly just by listening. So, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Okay.
Do we need a practice round? No.
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 We're 4-year veterans.
It's like the drink without the sip.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the socket without the hip.
Okay. All right.
Scientific.
It's like the hip without the joint.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the finger without the point.
Ooh.
It's like the point without the sharp.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's like the music without the harp.
Oh, it's like the harp without the string.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the internet without the Bing.
Bing. The GOAT website.
Wow. Okay. It's like the Bing without the speed.
Oh, so
it's like the book without the read.
It's like the read without the page.
Ooh.
It's like the wrestle without the cage.
Mm-hmm. It's like the cage it's without the animal.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the yogurt without the Danimal.
Okay. All right. All right. It's like the Danimal without the dairy.
Yeah.
It's like the horror without the scary.
Oh.
It's like the scary without the fear. Uh-huh. It's like me drinking without the beer.
It's like the beer without the carbs.
Yeah.
It's like
Michelob Ultra Man over here.
Damn, since day one.
It's like the beer without the carbs.
Yeah.
It's like it's like the bar without the barbs.
Okay. All right.
Barbarella.
Yeah, yeah.
So barbs.
Like the wire without the barbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you said? Is that what you said?
No, wait, the bar without the barbs.
Bitch, I don't know.
Take an L. Take an L.
That could be strike one. That could be strike one.
It's okay. Fair game. Fair game.
Start us fresh.
It's like the present without the box.
Mm. Okay.
It's like the shoe without the socks.
Got them. It's like the socks without the thread.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like the tire without the tread.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like the tread without the marks.
Okay.
Like a skid mark.
Got you. Got you.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's like it's like the zoo.
Okay.
Without the aardvark.
The aardvark.
Aardvark.
Okay. What the fuck is an aardvark?
An aardvark? An aardvark?
What the?
It's like a
Arthur from.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an animal.
Yeah. Okay. It's an aardvark, bro.
It's like aardvark.
Okay.
without the bark bark.
Okay. I barely passed an aardvark, so I'm going to let you have it. I'm not going to contest.
It's like the aardvark without the cage.
All right.
You bitch.
It's like
the cage.
It's like the seasoning without the sage.
Okay. Ooh. All right. All right. It's like the sage without the spice. Yeah. It's like the water without the ice.
It's like the ice without the cold. It's like Chex Mex without the bold.
It's like the bold without the font.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the person without the savant. With a savant.
I mean, technically, it works.
Yeah, okay.
I wish you hadn't asked what's a savant afterwards, though. Because it would have been cold.
It's all about the confidence.
It would have been cold.
Oh, fuck, okay. Fuck, it's like the savant without the brain. It's like...
Debatable.
You don't even know what it's about.
The drain without the strain.
It's like the what?
The drain without the strain.
Oh, okay. It's like the strain without the pipes.
Okay.
It's like rapping without the hypes.
Okay.
Okay. It's like the hypes without the chill.
Okay.
It's like the kill without the bill.
Like
ooh.
That. It's like the bill without the... sword.
Yeah.
It's like the car without the Ford.
Okay.
It's like the Ford without the truck.
Uh-huh. Let's get it.
It's like your boy without the fuck.
Okay.
Oh, it's like the fuck without the love.
Okay.
Wow. Jeez. Hell yeah.
You wanna attack this?
It's like...
You got this.
The pull without the shove.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like the shove without... the hands.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like the savory without the glands.
Oh. It's like the glands without the taste.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's like the glue without the paste.
It's like the paste without the sticky.
Yeah.
It's like The kiss without the hickey.
Ooh, okay.
My boy's out.
It's like the hickey without the mark.
Yeah.
Like the Tony without the Stark.
Okay,
it's
let's
like
go.
The Stark without the suit.
Yeah.
It's like the shoe without the boot.
It's like the boot without the toe.
Yeah.
It's like the street without the hoe.
Oh, talk about it.
This boy's a fucking
Okay, it's like fucking shit. What was the word?
Hose.
Hose?
Yeah.
It's like the hose without the fans.
Yeah.
It's like the K-pop without the stands.
It's like the stands without the culture.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Yeah. There's a famous word.
It's like the scavenger without the vulture.
There we go.
It's like the vulture without the prey.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like the go without
the stay.
Wow.
There we go. Let's speed it up.
It's like the stay without the sit. It's like the dog without the shit.
Okay.
It's like the shit without the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old women without the hag. That's rude. That's just hag is the first word, and I didn't know what else to go with hag.
It's like the hag without the sleazy.
Okay. Ooh.
It's like Kanye without the Yeezy.
All right. It's like Yeezy without the deal. It's like the world without the real.
Okay.
It's like the real without the gram.
Mm.
It's like Margera without the bam.
It's like the bam without the jackass.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's like
five, four.
Bam without the jackass.
Three, two. One.
Pancake without the flapjacks.
Buster.
Whatever.
Beater.
Love that.
Jackass.
Fuck, nice, dude. Okay,
flapjacks,
okay.
Dude.
Flapjacks, okay. Oh,
shit. Wild.
It's like the flapjacks without the whale.
Yeah.
It's like that show from Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like the chips without the stale.
Okay.
It's like the stale without the gross. It's like California without the coast.
Ooh, okay. It's like the coast without the third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like big without the bird.
Nice.
Ooh.
It's like the, what was it, bird?
Bird.
It's like the bird without the yellow.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like the soda without the mellow.
Okay.
It's like the mellow. Without the calm.
Oh.
It's like the lips without the bomb.
It's like the bomb without the sticky.
Is that allowed, bro?
not in the past.
He used cage twice. We let it slide. Then sticky twice.
I'll hold my L.
All right. Ryan, add a tally mark.
Honestly?
Take a shot. That was one of our best
all give,
ones.
Yeah, we should all give the pats on the back.
Yeah,
for
we should all drink.
Yeah, I'll take a shot for that, dude.
Sure.
Fuck it, bro.
That was nice.
We all deserve that
GGs,
one.
GGs, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers. That was fun. Fun losing.
Okay. Chris, why don't you go ahead and roll for the second
oh,
game?
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Legolas.
Oh.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Ooh.
All right, Ryan.
Mates plus everyone drinks.
Wow. Yeah,
that sounds fine.
So we drink again. Another tally mark.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is fun. Good day to have this.
Chris, who's your mate?
My man, Ryan.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
You know, how much time do we? Yeah, fuck it. Well, a fucking end of season amendment? Okay, whenever you
addendum.
Roll a two, addendum, that's the word, addendum.
Oh.
We should, 2 through 4, you should get to roll again, because that's not really a game,
oh,
per se.
Whoa.
It doesn't take a lot of time.
It's end of season change? Okay.
Yeah, end of season change.
All right.
Roll one more time.
15.
Another 20.
Oh my gosh, I always get this one. All right.
Death saves.
All right, shotties, we're going to roll the dice. Every double digit is a save. Every single digit is a death. Every death is a shot. Every save takes away a shot. If you roll a 1, which is the lowest you can roll, that's 2 deaths. If you roll a 20, which is the highest you can roll, you get 2 saves.
I just thought of something crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Another addendum.
Yes.
Roll 2 d20s.
No. So on your last roll or something like that, I don't know. I'm not thinking straight.
Okay.
But you roll a d4 and it subtracts.
This man loves d4s.
You subtract 4, up to 4 numbers. If it's still.
Oh, you subtract 4 on the last roll?
Yeah. If it's still in the positive, then you're good. If it changes, say if you roll a 12 and you roll a 4 on the d4, it turns to 8. And if you have 2 strikes, you now have 3.
Interesting.
This is very complicated.
for
the viewer and listener. But I mean, I think I understand.
Yeah, I think
I don't know how it would work. Just thinking out. Maybe just thinking out loud future.
Do you want me to test it real quick?
We could game test it. Right
okay.
here.
Yeah. All right, look.
Live game
test. Live alpha test.
So whenever you hit a point, a game point.
Yeah.
You roll.
That's when you roll the d4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you subtract whatever that number is
from
your main number.
So this is to make us take more shots.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I guess y'all have been getting pretty scot-free on these.
Wait, so if you roll a 0.
Well, impossible.
You can't roll a 0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A d4 plus.
Wait, what?
never mind.
Right, you're getting too crazy.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to wait till he gets the game point situation. That's a 17.
17. So
save. 0 save. Shots.
13.
13.
Okay, so is this considered a game point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So roll a d4 first.
I'll roll a d...
Oh, okay, gosh. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, so the number that lands on is going to be subtracted from this next number.
Okay, so it's only minus a 1 right now because I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Pretty good.
That's pretty clean. All right, here we go.
So 10. You just need 11 and higher.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
what is it?
It's a 4, so it's a 3.
Okay,
so that's so one death.
That's one death. Okay. One and two. Now.
Oh, okay. So every game point. Okay,
yeah, every game point.
Gotcha.
So you're still 1 and 2.
Oh,
yeah.
you think so, or should he roll another?
Because I'm still technically on game point if I'm on the.
That ends up in
side.
A lot of rolling.
So. Let's just keep the 1.
Okay. 18. You're safe.
All right, dude. Knowing my luck. Yeah, we'll go this one. 17.
Nice.
Okay. 2. 2. So okay. 1 death, 1 save. Crew. 8. I guess this is a fucking
game point.
Why do I suck at this game, bro?
1.
1.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Right,
so
not
now
bad.
He only has to subtract 1 from his total.
Oh. What was it?
It's a 10. Fuck your rule.
So that's 2 shots. Oh,
fuck
shit.
It. That's 3.
No, you're 17
oh,
and you're...
I got my save.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, you got
2 shots.
Okay.
Wow.
Little bitch.
Okay. Okay.
It worked.
Damn.
1.
Concept proven.
2.
Dang, it worked. That's hilarious. Here we go. I'll use this one.
7.
7. Okay.
You deserve it.
5. Here we
wow.
go.
5 game point.
Game
Holy
point.
Moly.
What is
minus
it?
3.
Minus 3.
Oh,
no.
Karma is
Holy
real.
Shit. Dice Christ is angry.
Oh, wow. What the
it?
Fuck?
19.
Okay, 19.
So that's 1 save. Oh, so 2 shots.
That's a 6.
That's 2 shots.
2 shots.
Damn, GG's.
Dice Christ giveth. Dice Christ taketh. All right.
All right, Sean.
Last game of the night. Here we go.
Hit him.
That is a...
Fast thought.
Hey! Oh, shit. So, shotties, if you don't know how fast thoughts works, we have some random generated prompts. I'm going to have 30 seconds to answer them. And then after me, Ryan and Chris will have 20 seconds. 25 or 20? I always forget. I think it's 20.
I think it's 20. 20. We'll just do 20.
20 seconds. Is that too short? No. All right. 20 seconds to answer the same questions. So they'll already hear my answers, and they'll hear the questions. So they have 20 seconds to answer, but they can't repeat anything that somebody before them had said.
Right.
So it's very similar to Fast Money and Family Feud.
Yeah.
Almost an exact ripoff, but we won't say that. All right. So I put in some new questions. So we should have some new ones, hopefully.
Right on.
Okay. So the time starts as soon as Chris will read the first question. Ryan will have the timer up.
All right. And name something in most people's fridge.
Milk.
Name the best place to have sex.
Your bed.
Name a camping essential.
Tent.
Name the coolest D&D race.
What's the Asimar?
Name the worst anime.
One Piece.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
I had 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That well.
Jeez.
Okay. All right. Ryan.
Okay.
I'll start the time. Or Chris, we'll start the time. Or I'll start. Chris, you keep reading.
Okay.
I'll start the time as soon as Chris is done reading the first question.
Holy dick. Oh my God.
No, don't think right now. You can't. You
dude,
fucking cheater.
Sorry.
Right. I already forgot the questions.
Okay, ready? Name something in most people's fridge.
Ketchup.
Name the best place to have sex.
Ketchup. Just kidding. Kitchen.
Name a camping essential.
Tent.
Oh. Name the coolest D&D race.
Elf.
Name the worst anime.
Dragon Ball Z.
The worst anime is Dragon Ball Z? Damn.
I couldn't think of anything else. So I just said what's on my mind.
That's fair.
You had less than 2 seconds left.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Dude, you better hope people
fuck
love kitchen sex to fucking balance out.
I didn't want to
shit.
I don't believe it. I said it.
We'll bleep that out.
When we put the graphic up, all people are going to see. Zero context. None of the remorse that you're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, people are going to be like, God damn. Dude, he has some great anime taste.
Yeah,
just really fucking... Only likes the cool stuff.
I only know good anime.
There you go. Yeah.
Otherwise, we have no idea what...
Good stuff.
All right, I'll read it.
Okay.
Ryan will start the time.
Okay.
As soon as I'm done with the first question.
Okay.
Name something in most people's fridge.
Vegetables.
The best place to have sex.
Living room.
Name a camping essential.
A fire starter thing.
Name the coolest D&D race.
Tiefling.
Name the worst anime.
Sword Art Online.
Damn. Tiefling is definitely the one I was thinking of, but I said Asimov.
I was like, is Sean going to say it? You are a Tiefling.
I'm a Tiefling in almost every fucking campaign I do.
Damn, I felt like not prepared for this.
Yeah.
Those
are good questions.
These good questions this time.
Oh, that was fun.
It was definitely a challenge. I'm not even like sure about any of them. I said ketchup.
Best place to have sex. Ketchup.
Ketchup. Okay, so I had named something in most people's fridge. I said milk, right?
Yeah.
Best place to have sex. I said bedroom. Name a camping essential. I said tent. Coolest D&D race. I said Asimar. I don't even know how to. Yeah, I think that's how you spell it, Asimar. Sure. And then the worst anime, I said One Piece.
Both very hot takes.
Which I only know is bad because shout out our homie Kirby. He really fucking hates One Piece. But I know that's like a beloved anime.
Yeah, it's very beloved.
Like one of my favorite wrestlers fucking loves One Piece.
Roman Reigns. Yeah.
No. I'm a fucking hipster wrestling fan. Minoru Suzuki loves One Piece. All right, so name a thing in most people's fridges. Ryan said...
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. And then best place to have sex, he also said ketchup.
With ketchup.
Oh, my God. This man is our friend.
With kitchen.
Name a camping essential, you said.
Tent. Oh, no.
Nope, I said tent.
Oh.
Wait, did he also say tent?
I think
he
did.
I didn't realize you also said tent, so I didn't catch that.
I thought
that.
You said tent, and then I said tent, then it went on. I was like, okay, I guess.
We're moving on. That's an X, brother.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
That's an absolute eh. All right. D&D race, you said elf, which I think low-key will probably fucking win because no one knows what an Asimov or Tiefling is. Worst anime. Kitchen. Wow.
Kitchen sex and elf were really strong, and then you hit him with the fucking Goku's ass.
You know who's the worst dragon or the worst anime character? Fucking Goku. That guy sucks.
Right? To be honest,
there's a lot of arguments.
If I'm gonna see animes,
he's a bad dad for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, Gundam Wing.
I don't know any bad ones.
Yeah.
I know some, but I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Because it's only like the ones that get over here
Naruto,
are the hits.
Naruto. Yeah, I know hits. So I picked the oldest hit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Endless Waltz.
I'm still going.
Oh!
I would have left.
The worst. And all right. Name something in most people's fridges. Chris said veggies.
Solid.
Best place to have sex, he says.
What would be the number one answer on that? Bedroom?
Public.
I feel like people
on
would,
a beach.
People would say some freaky shit, but everybody knows you're mostly in the bedroom, I feel like. Or yeah. I just live a very vanilla life.
You Nilla.
Probably.
Nilla wafers.
All right, camping.
Fire starter.
That's a great place to have sex. On top of Will.
On top of Nilla wafers.
The mess.
It stimulates sand. It's like having sex on the beach.
But you can eat it.
Yeah.
So it's better.
All right. Name the coolest D&D race, you said.
Tiefling. Oh, yeah, sure. There you go.
That feels right. Worst anime, you said?
Sword Art.
Is that an actual bad one? Do people not like that one?
So the very first half of it was really, really good, but then the second half I think is dog shit.
You know, we could have probably said like a new Beyblade or like a new fucking Digimon or some shit.
Oh no, Digimon is fucking fire.
It's fire right now?
Yeah.
Oh, they like redid it, right?
Yeah, and then like the story
like
is just
remastered.
Dude, the story's ongoing.
I'm starting to see cards float about Digimon.
Yeah.
Again.
Cards. Damn.
I bought a. I'll share it next episode.
Did you buy some Pokemon cards? Oh.
I did, actually. I did.
Okay.
I saw the snap. That's why it's funny. Oh. All right. Well, as always with all of these, we're going to put this on the gram for you guys to vote. Maybe I'll add sound so everybody can hear Ryan's immediate regret for saying DBDZ. Yeah, we'll put this up for you guys to vote, and the person with the least amount of votes will take a shot in 2 episodes, so the next gaming episode. But Ryan, why don't you give us those shot counts?
Okay, shot counts. Wait, I've been filling up Chris for me. Actually,
fuck.
We've been taking shots together, so it's been turning out even. But I think me and Sean, we took the lead with 7 and Chris with 5.
Oh, I'd love to hear the both of y'all give the recap
the same
together.
Time. All right, so as always, person with the most amount of shots has to give a recap of what we learned earlier in this episode. So, Ryan... Chris set a timer for, I don't know, 1 minute. It'll probably die out before then.
Okay.
But Ryan and I will give a summary on what we talked about earlier in the episode.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
And put this lotion on the skin.
That okay. One, the big 5. Can you believe it or not?
Wow.
Jack. Don't ever let go.
That has the most Oscar nominations and the most Oscar wins.
Frodo.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Who says like that?
It's me, Gandalf.
Well,
we lost all of our pop culture cred.
So, the fuck?
Frodo. Frodo.
Elvis. It's me, Tom Hanks. Are you Mario? It's me.
Tom Hanks.
From the south. Holy shit. Yeah, so
there?
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship has
Life is a Box of Chocolates.
Holy fucking shit. I think that had 13 nominations, but did not crack the top for wins. Fuck. For $1 million, Ryan, can you tell me?
I remember I killed someone. Hold he said,
no accent, brother.
He said. Never mind.
That's good enough, I
All
think.
Right. That's it. That's
good.
Time.
That's time. All right. And
wait, I was going to say, who's the name of the actual Who Wants to Be a Millionaire skit?
Regent? Oh, skit?
Oh, no, not skit. Sorry.
The show?
Show.
Regis was the
Regis.
Original host.
Yeah. Regis Philbin.
And then it was,
I don't remember. Oh.
It was somebody else. Ellen? Was Ellen a host?
I don't know.
It ended, and then it came back with a different host. All right, but that's it for this week's episode. If you want to find more Shots and Thoughts, we have the links in the bio to all of our socials. If you want to donate financially, we have a Buy Me a Coffee, which is kind of like a one-time donation. And we have the Patreon, which is like a monthly donation. And then, you know, we really ought to set some perks. We had a bonus show up there hosted by Chris. We had a bonus show up hosted by me. Mm-hmm. And we may have some other stuff on there if you join the Patreon. But if you can't support us financially or you just don't want to, you could support us by giving us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this on.
Yes, please.
And if you've already done that, you can share the podcast with a friend. But yeah, that's the best way to support us. If you are looking for more podcasts, search the Cultivate Podcast Network. Lots of good stuff on there. True crime, Reddit stuff, spooky stories, history. A lot of funny stuff on there. And if you're looking for something more sports-based, shout out our friends, Kenny and Justin, over at the Summit State of Mind. They have a great podcast about the Rockets, the fucking worst team in the NBA, but the home team. So shout out to them.
Get it fucking right.
Their latest episode was a therapy session for all Rockets fans. So that's was much needed. So thank you guys for listening. Check out those other shows if you need anything else. And I think we're good, right?
Here.
I love it.
See you guys next week for After Hours.
Bye.
Later.